Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. And your eyes are a little itchy this morning.
You know what I mean? Oh, my goodness.
You know, and I'm not complaining, don't get me wrong, because the weather was beautiful yesterday. And we'll just leave it at that. But when you have beautiful weather, you have pollen in the air.
Everywhere. And I'm not a person who has allergies, but like this week, I think it's from talking so much and then the itchiness and like my eyes are puffy.
Everybody's like, wow, what's going on?
I know, right?
So if you're getting up and about now and you're like, what's the matter with my voice? Just credit it to the beautiful weather yesterday because it was indeed beautiful. Another nice day on the way today.
What's the high today?
73.
Oh, okay, good. Pleasant.
Yes. Somebody said yesterday, oh, it's kind of cool out. Hey. It's not raining and there's no tornado.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So take it,
I'll
man.
Take it.
Take it. Yeah. Sunny, beautiful day again on the way today. Great day to get out and maybe have yourself a blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hint, hint. Nudge, nudge. Maybe get that blizzard between the hours of 4 p.m. and 7 p.m.
There you go. At the DQ Grill and Chill, routes 11 and 15. We'll be there. All for a great cause. You're way, if you don't mind me saying it, you're way overdressed for the event.
No,
must have something else going on today.
I do. There are a couple of meetings in between today, so some things to go and take care of. I will be dressed in appropriate station attire later on this evening.
Like I am right now. You look wonderful.
Thank you.
Must be some important meeting. I hope you get the job.
Get out of here. I'm going with our director of finance. It's to finalize some promotions. It's good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's all good then. Yeah, you got a sleeveless dress going on today, and I could tell you have goosebumps on your arms right now.
It's a little chilly.
I may have tweaked the air conditioning.
I think you tweaked it a bit too much.
All right, we'll adjust that.
Are you sure about that?
Minutes.
That's why, do you see the windbreaker over there? It doesn't match anything I'm wearing.
But you had it in the car.
It's my just-in-case jacket.
Your just-in-case jacket. Always prepared. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. News is coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather as well. We just aired a little Jimmy Kimmel there with the late night soundbite. Will Smith was on Kimmel last night.
Oh, fun.
Will Smith, I'm going to have a little Disney moment here. So news guy Matt will be happy with
I'm
me.
I'm shocked.
Will Smith is the genie in the new Aladdin.
Is.
And
mm-hmm.
there was controversy there in the beginning, but then they said, no, he's cool and everything. Well, I kind of thought maybe he was on Kimmel just to talk about Aladdin, but no, he talked about his visit with the royal family.
Really?
And I just want to air part of this because it's funny. Will Smith is a naturally funny guy, but here's what happened when he visited the royal family.
It's a royal family, you know, so there's all the rules. So we had to,
you did have to do all the rules.
So you do, okay. There's like an hour prep where they explain all of the rules of how to deal with the royal family. So we're there, and they teach us all the protocols. So I'm waiting in the lobby, and I have to stand by myself. And Range Rover pulls up. His Highness is sitting in the driver's seat. He goes, bip, bip, hey, Will, buddy, come on, let's go.
That's it?
Yes. And so I hop in the passenger seat, and me and him just drive off. And he's like, oh, man, I'm glad those guys are gone.
Oh, really?
Isn't that funny?
That's hilarious.
Do you think, that would happen to Will Smith, you know?
For sure.
That would happen to.
Yeah.
He does seem like such a cool, nice guy. Seriously.
Will Smith or His Highness.
both, but more Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith would be the guy that you'd want to hang out
with. Have a beer with.
Yeah, so you go in the Americas mm-hmm. some night and Will Smith is sitting there.
Exactly.
Hey, Will, I got this. What are you, PBR? Yeah, I got this.
Exactly.
Yeah. 94KX, who's on the Ford Fun Line?
Let's see. I just have a question. Is Route 11 closed in both directions?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Give me that UGG again.
Oh, no. I got to go all the way north. Now I got to turn around and drive all the way back.
Oh, my. I'm sorry to hear that. Be careful.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, bye. I guess you just... There's certain things you just can't say it enough.
Poor Misty. Yeah, so Route 11 is closed in both directions because of that rock slide.
Mm-hmm.
I am sorry, people of Danville and Northumberland and anyone who utilizes that stretch for work.
She sounded like Lucy Van Pelt in Peanuts.
I know, right?
It's, it took me 45 minutes to get home. It usually takes me about 10. So, you got to go around the world. Then I tried the Danville Riverside Road from Danville to North. That's not, it's still slow moving if you get behind somebody who doesn't like taking the curvies too fast.
No,
so
I know.
That took me 45 minutes. So
I'm sorry. Like,
so I was the guy, though. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. I was one of the people, probably, that called 911 on Friday. And I was like, there's rocks all over the road. And the dude at the 911 call center said, yes, sir, we're aware of that. Oh, well, good.
Okay.
As long as you know.
How about you start,
how about you clean it up?
Clean it up, broadcast it a little bit. I don't know.
And then it got worse.
Yeah.
Much worse. So they're cleaning it up. All four lanes are closed. That's both directions. All four lanes. Sorry. That's Route 11. What are they saying? Between Route 54 and Ridge Road in Point Township.
So it's really closed. Like, there is no way around unless you have a canoe.
A canoe would be a good idea. Kayaking. Helicopter. Mm-hmm. Helicopter.
Helicopter works.
Helicopter works. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Boy, you talk about a rock slide on Route 11 and the closed highway and the detours this morning. And you guys just want to participate in the show. And we love it when people are on the Ford Fun Line. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a quick question.
Sure.
If you wouldn't mind reminding drivers also that are going to take Mile Post Road.
Okay.
That school is still in session.
People driving a little too quickly.
Understood.
Well, somebody ran my daughter's school bus yesterday.
What?
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
No. Okay, noted. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Yeah, they do drive way too fast on this road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the school bus thing, that's a whole nother kind of bad thing.
Yes, when you see those lights, you stop. You stop.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you. We will do that. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That's a good point. All right, you have a detour and you have to go through a detour. So that makes you like, it gives you road rage. And so you drive way too fast through somebody's neighborhood.
I know.
That's a bad thing.
Yeah, you got to watch out for the school buses too.
Actually, that's kind of happening on the side streets in Northumberland because you can't turn left. PennDOT. So then folks are turning right and then they're making that first left onto Little Sheets Alley there.
Oh, that alley.
People fly through there now,
yes,
too.
Yes, and then earlier I noticed that someone in front of their home had put up a sign that said, like, please slow down, my children play
here. I saw
that
yesterday, too. Yeah, somebody hand-wrote it on a poster.
Yes, and they had it out.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, but the thing is like, these little tiny alleys, cars are parked on both sides. You can't be flying through there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you can take somebody's mirror off, too. That has happened on Queen Street.
And Nori, there's a lot of cars with missing
mirrors.
But
running a school bus, that's actually inexcusable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, because first off, there's the warning lights that flash on the buses nowadays. And then they stop. And then the big arm comes out and it continues to flash. So, I mean, you just need to stop.
Yeah, just stop. Let's be safe, people, okay? I mean, we're all a little frustrated with road construction, let alone landslides, rock slides. Let's just be careful out there. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. A beautiful day on the way today. Let's cross our fingers for a great,
a beautiful morning.
Now, don't be singing just because that dude on the phone said sing more.
I can't, though. My allergies, and I don't have allergies.
Maybe
I have like late night party girl voice.
What did you do last night?
I went to bed at 9.
Sure you did.
No, I really did.
So that's not late night party girl
voice? No, it's just like, hi, there's a lot of pollen in the air and my eyes are itchy and apparently it's affecting my vocal cords.
You're just covering because Jordan the intern's here and you want to have like a good reputation for her. And
I don't think so, honestly.
Do you know what it is? Late night party voice.
I believe.
See.
All right. She's cool.
On a school night, I would never, Thomas.
We're going to party at Knoebels on Saturday.
Yes, we are.
Get him off!
Yeah.
Call 800-326-94KX.
Cosmos Coin Dive is this Saturday, and it is the last week to qualify. If you have a kiddo between 5 and 12 who you want to have dive to the deep, deep bottom of the pool, get some Knoebels swag, give us a call right now on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with Late Night TV.
A billionaire gave the commencement address to the graduating class at Morehouse College, and he pledged to pay off all their student loans. Oprah also gave a commencement speech at the University of Colorado, and then she gave out a copy of her book. Yeah, the book is called You Should Have Gone to Morehouse.
Break Up With That Girlfriend. Such a uplifting, nice song. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm just kidding. Some songs, though, I don't get the idea of it. Maybe I'm getting too old. Yes.
Like, no, I'm with you there. Like the Ruin My Life song you always make fun of, too. I'm with you there. It's the same thing.
And I'm a little bit psycho.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
I'm like, what? Should you see a doctor or something on that? What's going on? Anyway, news is coming up next. A check on sports and a check on AccuWeather. I forgot to check on the celebrity musical birthdays today.
You forgot?
You conveniently forgot.
You're right, Matt. I think I conveniently forgot because of this phone call we got this morning where this guy actually said he enjoys listening to Laura sing.
He does. He does.
Love it.
So I'm pulling up the list now, and I'm hoping that nobody musically inclined is on this list. Johnny Gill? Anybody? Johnny Gill? No.
Yeah,
no. Nothing.
He was in a New Edition. Bobby Brown was the big guy there, but Johnny Gill, yeah. Morrissey? He used to be in the band The Smiths. No. Bernie Taupin, the guy who wrote most of Elton John's music. Till he went Disney. And Taupin is 69 years old. Love that guy. Okay, see, so we have absolutely no reason to sing.
Aw, man.
You look disappointed, Matt.
I am disappointed when we can't sing.
Maybe we should have done Lion King, but that might have been a little bit of a stretch because it's not actually Elton John's birthday. It's the guy that wrote.
Yeah, but he didn't write any of the Disney stuff.
Right,
that's
true.
He wrote all the early stuff. Yeah. So we could do, like, I don't know, Rocket Man or something. I don't know.
Rocket Man!
Hey, it's Tom and Laura's birthday buddies! Happy birthday to Amy Lannert from Lewisburg. She is 46 today.
A very happy birthday to Joanne Burdell from Lewisburg, 58 today.
Tammy Carter is 49. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Brian Bailey from Sunbury. He's an old soccer buddy of mine. He's 45.
Crystal Sutton is 29 today.
Tammy Harmon from Sunbury is also 49. Happy birthday.
Bruce Keller from Trevorton is 53 today. Happy birthday.
Lisa Weiser from Lewisburg is 56.
Thea Engel is 39. Happy birthday.
Charles Beaver from Northumberland is 58 today.
Matthew Bainey is 20 today.
Tyler Wagner from Mount Pleasant Mills is 29. Happy birthday.
Heather Putman from Shamokin is 42. Happy birthday.
Nikki Varney from Lewisburg is 32.
Jessica Cayley from Richfield is 36 today. Called in on the Ford Fun Line earlier today. Happy birthday to Tom Hefner from Millville. He's 55 today.
Messaged in on the 94KX Facebook page from Peyton Putman. It's her mom, Heather's 42nd birthday today. She's from Shamokin. She said that she and her mom always listen before she gets dropped off for school.
She gets a double dose because I read her name about 2 minutes ago.
Oh, hey, okay. Happy birthday.
That's cool that they're listening. On
no, they're listening right now. So she was on the regular list but then messaged in.
There it is.
Peyton says, love you, Mom.
Aww. Everybody's excellent. Got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you'd like to hear, you can always message us like Peyton did on the 94KX Facebook page. Text us at 49330 or call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. The kids are getting ready to go to school, Mom. Picture this, Laura, you and I going to a kindergarten to do a career day. That would be interesting.
See, but you know what? We don't have a cool uniform. And kindergartners really appreciate things that look like the job they're supposed to be.
I'm talking about
a police officer, a firefighter,
a mailman,
a surgeon. They really appreciate things that come with uniforms.
Well, look at my shirt today. It says 94KX
on it.
That's
true. That's not cool to a 5-year-old. Sorry.
Darn the luck. Anyway, my point here is in a recent survey of 2,000 parents, the average age of a child 5.5 years old is when parents think that child should be thinking about their career. 5.5 years old.
That's insane.
Okay.
That's insane.
I think that too, but I thought maybe you would have, being a former teacher, you would think maybe we got to get the ball rolling. Now, there are a lot of interesting points in this study, but 5.5 years old, 56% of parents in the survey say they should already have a career in mind, and if they don't, they'll give them one. Wow.
Also insane.
Hey, little Johnny, you're going to be a brain surgeon. And 75% hope that they end up in one of these five fields. And okay, I get it. Science, technology, engineering, the arts, or mathematics. What else is left, right? More stats. The top job skills we want our kids to learn as soon as possible: written and oral communication. Yes. We spend too much time staring at our phones.
We do.
Even at 5 years old. Teach them how to speak. Teach them how to write with a pencil. And communicate. Computer literacy, okay, I get it. Mathematics, money management, and a foreign language. I think a foreign language is very important.
We should actually start teaching foreign languages at the lowest level of schools. We fail at doing that in this country.
I don't know. I was just going to say something, and I'm thinking people are going to hate me for it, but I think starting in kindergarten, we should learn Spanish right away. I think Spanish is necessary. It should be
100%.
I know, but somebody who wants to build a wall or something is going to call in and yell. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about children expanding their minds.
It's the diversification of our country, you know? So you kind of have to, it's a useful skill. It's a life skill to have, at least to know an elementary grasp of either Spanish or another foreign language.
Exactly.
And that helps with brain development and then increases, those mathematical skills and science skills that you talked about earlier.
There it is. The average kid will be better at technology than their parents by the age 8.
That makes sense.
45% of parents in the survey said their kid was already smarter than them technology-wise.
Okay.
By age 5, let alone 8. 85% want their kids to learn code, and they should start by age 7.
So start the coding alongside of the foreign language because they go hand in hand.
On the average, parents said 42% of a child's playtime shouldn't just be having fun. It should be dedicated to some kind of educational activity that helps them learn. Now, I kind of agree with that, but I do think that sometimes a kid just has to go out in the yard and get dirty and play in the mud or something.
I totally disagree with that.
Why?
Until age 8, the kid should be learning things, but actually almost 100% of their time should be designated to play or structured play in some capacity.
So you agree with the survey?
We fail our kids by trying to force them to sit and be still and pay attention and not, be quiet and not behave like kiddos.
Yeah, but that's not what they're saying here. They're saying that their fun time should be educational. I'm thinking sometimes fun time needs to just be fun time.
Oh, exactly. But we don't have enough fun time.
Oh, is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. Okay, I agree. I mean...
I have a really unpopular opinion. I don't think kids should go to school until they're 7 or 8 years old.
Learn the skills at home first?
You could go to a daycare facility or some type of sort of pre-whatever, but structured education should not begin until age 8.
Like sit in the desk and be quiet kind of education.
Exactly.
That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I agree to a point. I mean, all three of my daughters went to, what do they call it now? The Susquehanna Valley YMCA. We called it the Sunbury Y back then.
Yeah, exactly.
And they went to Giant Step and all that stuff, and it was fun learning. And they were very good at it. And then when they got into school. But then the fun, like I remember one of my neighbors calling my house. It was pouring rain.
Yeah.
And one of my neighbors called my house and said, "Your girls are outside in the front yard playing." And I said, Yeah, I know.
I'm watching them.
And they said, "It's raining."
So?
I said, "So what? It's summer. It's about 90 degrees. It's raining. They're out there."
It wasn't like a thunderstorm or anything.
No,
it was just raining.
Instead of turning on the hose, they ran out and they were playing. And then, I just don't want them to get swept away by the water. And then I looked out the window, and my kids were in the front yard where the rain runs down the side of the road, and they were floating their Barbies down the driveway pipes. They were having fun. Come on, let your kids have fun. Anyway, what do you think? We're going to share this on social media. Do you think little Johnny or little Mary should have a career in mind by the time they're 5 years old?
All I'm saying is the number one educational system in the world is Finland. Do you know what age they go to school?
No, I do not.
Between age 7 and 8. So nothing should be expected of a 5-year-old, honestly, other than to listen to mom and dad.
All right. Listen to Laura.
Sorry.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Evidently talking about kids having fun is blowing up social media.
People are saying that they agree with me about my foreign language comments, that it should be taught earlier.
But I agreed.
Yes, you do. I mean, oh, no, you're not. We're agreeing. Said, we're not arguing.
Yeah, we should learn Spanish right away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe I'll get some hate for that, for people that want to build a wall around the country. But, you know, for diversity's sake, let's learn Spanish. And you know what? Once you get good at it and you're in, like, middle school, then take French, take German, take whatever.
Here's the thing. Interestingly enough, especially when it comes to, like, the Romance languages, so French, Italian, Spanish, once you know one, it is so easy to pick up another. Seriously, and I'm speaking from personal experience.
But when you're older, it's hard.
Yes.
So get the kids learning this
early,
stuff.
Early.
Yeah.
The grammatical structure is the same. It's really fascinating how languages work. Mm-hmm. And truly, once you know how to conjugate a verb in Spanish or French, you can do it in Italian and vice versa.
And there it is. And as far as playing, some parents nowadays, they put their kids in like organized sports and they think that that is playing.
No.
That's exercise, but let the kid go outside and play in the mud.
Well, and it's also, they're still having to follow a structure and listen. It's just my personal opinion that kids just need to be allowed to play and be kids for as long as possible.
There it is.
So if your 12-year-old still wants to, like, sit quietly, and I'm not talking video games, that's a whole different conversation. But like has dolls or models or Legos or just enjoys, like, climbing trees, don't discourage that.
That's right.
It's okay.
I had one of my daughters, you know, would just go outside and eat the driveway. You know,
fine. That was Becca.
Is that Becca? Yeah.
I say, you know, I had to call a guy and have my driveway paved because it was stone, and she would go out and fill her mouth with rocks.
She was
a weird kid.
Isn't that called pica, when you eat things that you're not supposed to?
So I would go out every couple of minutes and I'd tap her on the back of the head, spit it out.
You know? She sounds like MacGyver.
Oh, jeez.
You have a dog like
who just
my
eats rocks.
There it is. Let kids be kids, just as long as they do it safely. That's our point, I guess.
I don't know. My point is, I don't know. Just let kids be kids.
There it is. News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. You're on your way to work, taking that drive with us. How many germy, disgusting things will we touch today?
Oh, boy.
The almost top 10. We like to do a top 10 on the show, and then sometimes there's not 10 items. So it's a top 8. I don't know why. They couldn't find two more. But what do you think the germiest thing is that you could possibly come in contact with today?
My cell phone, the handle of a public toilet.
You're getting there. Very good. Now, your cell phone probably should be number 9 or 10. There's only 8 on this list.
Okay.
Everybody always says, like, a toilet seat or something. And
no, not the seat. It's the stuff around it.
Right, but everybody always talks about the toilet seat. And you're right. It's the door leading into the bathroom.
Yep.
It's anything you touch in there.
The faucet, if it's not touchless.
That's right. The door handle in a fast food restaurant
comes
in at number 1.
That's why you just kick the door open.
Number 2 is a park bench. Kick the door open. Number 3 is a parking meter.
A parking? I never thought about that before.
I'm going into downtown Lewisburg today, and I'm not going to put any money in the parking meter.
No, that's a bad idea.
I know, because she's nuts. That parking meter lady? She's like the parking meter Nazi. I'm going to stand there, and I'm not going to put money in. And when she comes around, is this your vehicle? I'll hand her a quarter and say, here, you put
it
in.
She won't accept it.
You put it in there.
She'll say that she's not allowed to accept it.
It's a germy thing.
I've tried that before. She won't accept it.
Okay. Anyway, parking meter is number 3. Number 4 is a credit card. Now, you're thinking, hey, that's my credit card. It's pretty clean. No, you're swiping it in disgusting things, like germs on the gas pump or those little swipey things at the store.
Ugh.
Yeah, you don't know what's on
there. You're freaking me out, Tom.
All right, now listen.
I'm not going to touch anything. Now my hands feel like they're not clean. I need to go wash them.
Go get some hand sanitizer.
No, because that kills too many germs.
There it is.
Good old-fashioned soap and water.
Number 5 is a public bathroom. The entire bathroom. Number 6, the cash you have in your pocket. Because you don't know who is holding it before you.
Ugh.
Coins come in at number 7, right behind cash.
Mm-hmm.
And number 8.
What is it?
A subway pole. I think the entire subway system is disgusting.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, I guess you're holding onto the pole in the subway. You don't know.
Sometimes you kind of can't help it, though.
Yeah, because the subway's
rocking. Well, and it's crowded and you can't sit down, or else there's like an older person, you're like, oh, here, have my seat, because you don't want to be rude and elbow it. Like, you have to, like, hook it.
I can't believe an Uber's backseat didn't come in, like, before a subway pole. But, you know, I don't know.
But a lot of Uber drivers keep their cars really, really clean, like immaculate.
And then there are the other ones.
Sure.
I can't believe our studio couch didn't show up on the list.
It should be number 12.
Like when you go over your buddy's house and you sit on the couch, you don't know what your buddy has done on that couch. I mean, come on. So there's only a top eight and you're already freaked out.
I pretty much, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tom and Laura in the morning, we're going to take this break to go
for
wash
some
our
Lysol.
Hands. Yeah, wash our hands. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX. Isn't it ironic, don't
no,
you think?
No, it's not.
Stop it. News is coming up next. You know, we need a webcam in the studio here.
We really do, honestly.
Because intern Jordan from the beautiful University of Bloomsburg.
Yes.
Go Huskies. She's learning a lot about what goes on behind the scenes in the show.
Well, and I'm talking
okay?
about...
Do you need to go home? Do you need to rest? Okay. Yeah, she's okay. All right.
She's entertained.
Come on over here and chat, Jordan.
And she's also a whiz on our social media.
She is.
So she's working that. We argue a lot on the radio, but I think you're learning that we argue a lot off the radio.
You do.
We're not arguing. We're not arguing. I'm just saying that song bothers me because it does not demonstrate the true meaning of the word ironic or irony.
And Matt's not even going to chime in. He's just throwing his hands in the air like, hey.
You know, we just throw it to the guys at the fire company.
That's right. Hey, you guys over at the Americas, what do you feel true irony is? Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
No.
Meeting the man of your dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife.
Okay,
isn't
so
it ironic?
I guess technically that would fit in the definition, but it's supposed to be positive. It's supposed to be funny. But then you're talking about the literary definition where, like, the actions of one character are apparent to the audience, but then not apparent to the characters that they're interacting with.
See, Jordan is getting confused. She needs to go. Her brain hurts now. She needs to go home.
She's not used to being up this early.
Yeah, we're just killing the kid.
I just don't like, that's my least favorite Alanis song.
Okay.
It bothers me. Has bothered me since high school.
Well, did you ever find yourself in a situation where you need a spoon and all you can find is a knife?
That's not irony.
And what's the thing about cigarette break? I don't know. It's
a no smoking sign on your cigarette break.
Yeah, that's yeah.
It no? drives me nuts.
Well, speaking of nuts, we'll be making blizzards later today with lots of good toppings. There's a tie-in.
Do you know what? Are we allowed to, like, make our own blizzards?
That's what I said in the commercial. I'm inventing the Tom Morgan Blizzard tonight at
it's
DQ.
It's going to have a lot of peanut butter cups in it.
It might be full of peanut butter cups.
Or just Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, Reese's Pieces. Oh, my. Join us. We start at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and between everyone in this room, we should be there till 7 o'clock-ish. I don't know.
4 to 7, and of course, a dollar from every blizzard does go to the all-inclusive playground being built in Sealands Grove as we speak.
Mm-hmm. So you get a special treat, and it helps kids play in a playground. Isn't that ironic?
No, it's
no,
not.
It's not.
That just,
yeah.
No.
That just helps everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody wins.
It's not ironic in any way, shape, or... No, stop it.
Don't you think?
No.
Okay, news next.
No.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. There's an easy way for you now to help out our friends and neighbors who are suddenly former Woodmoat employees. The whole issue just has me so upset. Anyway, you can now make a financial contribution at any branch of BB&T or text the word Woodmode to this number, 41444. That's the word Woodmode, all one word, Woodmode to 41444. It's the Woodmode Working Family Fund we have going on here at Sunbury Broadcasting.
That's right. It's all of us here at Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation, the Daily Item, and the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, who have essentially joined forces to make sure that the working families of our area, particularly those affected by the closure of Woodmode, have what they need as they sort of attempt to navigate this really, really difficult time.
It is. It is indeed. Nobody saw it coming, except for perhaps a few people behind a closed door.
Shame on those higher-ups. Anyway, the details are available at WQKX.com. Just click on the Woodmode Working Family Fund logo.
Everybody whistle. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Whistling down the hall for Sean Carey. He'll be coming up next. Here, Sean. Here, boy. Here, boy. do you realize tomorrow's Thirsty Thursday?
Now that, you know what? It doesn't feel like a Wednesday.
Right.
But now that you mention it, it tomorrow is a Wednesday at the Wash, and tomorrow is a Thirsty Thursday.
Our friend Vanessa will be in. She'll be talking about the Milton Beer Fest, and she will be bringing beverages.
We have the perfect snack because we do have some leftover popcorn from the candy corner at Knoebels, so we can have popcorn from Knoebels, beer from one of the breweries on the River Rat Brew Trail.
Yes.
And it sounds to me like a perfect breakfast.
Of champions.
A little salt.
Only
a little carbohydrates.
Show.
We need some protein, though. Should we bring some bacon?
Sure. Okay. Everything's better in life with bacon. Everything.
It's coming up tomorrow.
Thirsty Thursday, tomorrow with Tom and Laura. Sean's next. See you, everybody.
Have a good day.
Bye.